Chapter 6 Minor Progressions of Moon and Planets. It is much easier to determine the periods during which, because a major aspect is reinforced and given great power by one or several minor progressed aspects to its terminals, an event of importance will come into the life, due to the psychokinetic power of the thought cells, thus given new energy than it is to determine how favorable or unfavorable the event thus attracted will be. The harmony or discord of the minor progressed aspect to the major progressed terminal seems to have no influence on the harmony or discord of the major progressed aspect. But it does markedly step up its power. These reinforced peaks of power of a major progressed aspect afford a fair estimate of the psychokinetic power of the thought cells at those times, to exert more than normal pressure characteristic of the planets involved in the major progressed aspect, on the thoughts, behavior and environment. But the harmony or discord which exerts pressure on the thoughts, behavior and environment cannot be estimated by the harmony or discord of the progressed aspect alone. The thought cells influenced by the progressed aspect have their birth chart harmony or discord. This may be considered their lifetime normal. An independent minor progressed aspect may coincide with a minor disagreeable or favorable event deviating from the normal, but its relative effect on the period in which it occurs is but a slight deviation from the normal harmony or discord, a deviation to be measured by the relative harmony or discord of the planets involved. The harmony or discord of a major progressed aspect between two planets is also a deviation from the normal harmony or discord of the thought cells. The harmony or discord added to the thought cells by a progressed aspect alters their birth chart harmony or discord by the number of harmodynes or discordynes added to their birth chart harmodynes or discordynes. If, as frequently happens, the major progressed aspect is between two planets, one of which at birth had many harmodynes and the other of which at birth had many discordynes, the average benefit or detriment of the event influenced by the aspect may very closely be indicated by the average harmony or discord of the aspect, yet at the same time some of the events, or the same events, may markedly be a detriment or loss to the department of life ruled by the discordant birth chart planet. For instance, the death of a loved one may mean a grave personal loss, but may also bring a financial inheritance of much value. Or a harmonious marriage may bring estrangement of friends who oppose it. Instances occur in which, because the birth chart discord of the planets involved is so great, a progressed trine brings loss and grief into the life. And other instances occur in which, because the birth chart harmony of the planets involved is so great, a progressed square or opposition brings good fortune into the life. Thus, in estimating whether, and how much, a progressed aspect is favorable or unfavorable, the harmony or discord of each planet involved in the progressed aspect should be estimated. And if one of the planets involved has much harmony, the departments of life it rules are not apt to suffer much from any progressed aspect. But if the other planet involved has much discord, the departments of life it rules are apt to suffer severely from a heavy discordant progressed aspect, and are apt to benefit little from a heavy harmonious progressed aspect. Both the average benefit or detriment to be expected from a progressed aspect, and the benefit or detriment to be expected from each department of life influenced, may be calculated quite precisely in terms of harmodynes and discordynes according to the rules given on page 200-202 of Lesson 203 of Core 16, Stellar Healing. But before this can be done, the birth chart power and harmony of each of the two planets must be calculated, and the harmony or discord of the progressed aspect. These calculations are explained in examples given in Core 16, Stellar Healing. But whether the birth chart harmony or discord of the planets involved in a progressed aspect are thus precisely calculated, or merely estimated by inspection, in appraising the fortune or misfortune of the event or conditions likely to be attracted by a progressed aspect, the birth chart harmony or discord of each planet involved in it always should be given due consideration. What to do under favorable progressions involving the Sun, because the thought cells mapped by the Sun are so intimately associated with the nerve currents, the feeling corresponding to the favorable aspect involving the Sun should be held as consistently and strongly as possible, so that its harmonious energies, dominating the whole electromagnetic form, will find their way as rallying forces into other compartments of the astral body, and thus benefit as many departments of life as possible. One under such a progression should make an unusual effort to increase his importance and the scope of his influence. He will find that his power to mold conditions is increased, and he should thus direct himself vigorously toward shaping various environmental factors more favorable to his ends. In this endeavor he will find those above him in position or influence more favorable to his inclinations than usual, and he should make a special effort to form such contacts. To women in particular, the male sex will be more kindly disposed, and their help may be solicited. To them this aspect is favorable to making lasting attachments. The individual under a favorable progressed aspect involving the Sun will have at his command a vital reserve, which if he persistently directs his mind and actions toward the accomplishment of something enables the thought cells to exert unusually strong psychokinetic power toward its realization. It is, of course, more easy at such a time to accomplish those things indicated by the house positions of the Sun and the other planet involved in the aspect. Undirected, the thought cells will attract events belonging to the department of life thus indicated. But, because of their power as rallying forces, the solar energies readily can be diverted into almost any other form of accomplishment. To get the most out of such a solar progression, therefore, the individual must know quite definitely what he desires to accomplish or attract. He must then keep this end steadily in mind and work persistently and with unfailing confidence to bring it to pass. What to do under favorable progressions involving the Moon? Although more receptive and fluctuating more than those of the Sun, the thought cells mapped by the Moon also have an intimate association with the electromagnetic form and nerve currents. Energies coming in over the aerial to them thus readily become rallying forces to influence other departments of life, the thought cells governing which also are reached by some temporary stellar aerial. But energies from the planets, either harmonious or discordant, become rallying forces only when the feelings respond to them. If we are to utilize favorable progressed aspects involving the Moon to the greatest extent, therefore, we must cultivate the ability to feel the harmony and exuberance they bring. If, instead, through habit or volition, we keep tuned in on some less pleasant vibration, the energies from the Moon will only be able to have a favorable influence through the activities of the thought cells they reach more directly. The houses occupied by the Moon and the other planet involved in the aspect indicate the departments of life through which favorable conditions may be attracted with greatest facility. Contact with the public in general, efforts toward publicity, and domestic affairs as a whole tend to flourish. To men in particular, women will be kindly disposed and their help may be solicited. At fairly frequent intervals throughout the life, the major progressed Moon makes favorable aspects to the birth chart and major progressed positions. There is thus opportunity present recurrently to tune in on planetary vibrations, which may be made decidedly helpful. It will give exceptional power to these favorable vibrations if the person appraises their nature by taking into consideration the characteristic energy of the other planet involved in the aspect, and makes a persistent effort to keep his mind and feelings tuned to this rate of vibration. In this manner, his nerve currents will pick up this harmonious energy in great volume, causing it for the time to become his dominant vibratory rate. If people but understood the opportunities presented to them by even a favorable progressed aspect from the moon, through affording them an easily accessible supply of harmonious energy to tune in on, it would open up possibilities for attainment of which they dare not dream at present. What to do under favorable progressions involving Mercury? Any progressed aspect involving Mercury gives additional energy to the thought cells, which relate to the expression of conscious thought. That is, cerebral processes are stimulated into more than normal activity, and the trend of the thoughts so stimulated will be colored strongly by the characteristics of the planet with which Mercury is involved in the aspect. The things about which these thoughts chiefly revolve are those governed by the houses in which Mercury and the other planet involved in the aspect are located. These conscious thoughts have the function of tuning the nervous system and the electrical energies that flow over the nerves in on inner plane vibratory rates having a corresponding frequency and trend. In fact, it is through the thoughts and feelings, which are deliberately cultivated, that man has his greatest power to mold his own destiny. He can, through the proper selection of the subjects for his thinking, tune his whole electromagnetic form in on similar vibratory rates and pick them up, radio fashion, and thus saturate himself with energies of the desired quality. These energies then act as rallying forces and flow over all the temporary stellar aerials that may be present at the time in his astral body, adding their harmonious vibratory rates to the stellar cells relating to various departments of life. These cells, thus gaining new energy and feeling kindly disposed, then use their psychokinetic power to attract into the life fortunate events relating to their department. Thoughts and feelings are the implements by which character and destiny may be shaped to the desired ends. Under a progressed aspect involving Mercury, however, unless the thoughts stimulated by the unusual access of energy to the stellar cells mapped by the terminals of the aspect are governed and steadied, they may give rise to nervous haste and flurry, to a condition of nervous tension, or to feelings that are not entirely harmonious and constructive in character. It is well, therefore, even under the most favorable aspect involving Mercury, to keep the thinking directed calmly, steadily and harmoniously into some selected constructive channel. To do this, and to prevent scattering of the thoughts or the development of undue tensions, it may be necessary to spend effort in the cultivation of power thoughts and religious thoughts. Favorable progressions involving Mercury give facility to, and success from, the expression of the thoughts. They are thus favorable to talking, drawing up written contracts, lecturing, teaching, writing, publishing, or the presentation to others of any product of thought, in whatever direction the talents lie. What to do under favorable progressions involving Venus, as the favors Venus brings are largely those that come through friendship and the kind offices of others, it is essential, if the most is to be made of a favorable progression involving Venus, that human contacts be afforded. Venus is helpful to all types of artistic expression, to love-making, and to affectional matters in general. These interests, therefore, may be cultivated at such a time if they seem desirable. But aside from these matters more obviously ruled by Venus, other interests, which may be forwarded through friendship, may be pushed. Because Venus so seeks the line of least resistance, the utmost in benefit is seldom obtained from her good progressions. The tendency is merely to have a happy time, and to enjoy such pleasures as are offered by her bounty. But the kind wishes of others, their help or suggestions, and their more material support, if proper initiative is taken, often can be made to lead towards some more important goal. Excess in the pursuit of pleasure may develop even under a favorable progression involving Venus, but joy, buoyancy, and a happy outlook on life also are the qualities which under such a progression attract others to the person and cause them to favor him. Therefore, instead of shunning pleasure in the society of others, unusual effort should be made to mingle with people, to be congenial with them, and to conduce to their happiness and joy. While the safety thoughts are beneficial when there is an unfavorable progression involving Venus, the undue cultivation of them while under a favorable progression involving Venus dampens the exuberance, and creates a chill which others feel. To attract the maximum benefit, the social thoughts of Venus must be permitted, and even encouraged, to express spontaneously. The effort to put everyone at his ease, to see that he is enjoying himself, taking delight in the companionship of others, and spreading the sunshine of happiness on every hand, afford the best opportunity for a favorable progression involving Venus to attract good fortune. What to do under a favorable progression involving Mars? Whatever Mars gains comes through the expenditure of energy, through unusual initiative, creative power, aggression and strife. We need not expect, therefore, that the conditions attracted by even a favorable aspect involving Mars will be free from antagonisms. Strife is usually unavoidable, but the favorable progression gives the additional energy and resources, which enable gains to be made in spite of opposition. For purchasing or handling machinery, such an aspect is fortunate. Surgical operations submitted to then will be handled with unusual skill. Enemies will be more easily defeated. But even though the aspect is exceptionally harmonious, it does not prevent the attraction of dangers. And there should be a deliberate attempt to avoid haste and impulse in both speech and action. One thing, and one thing only, is needed under a favorable progression involving Mars. It is to direct all the energies, to the utmost extent, into constructive channels. This does not mean that the energies should be curbed, but they should be employed to build up, and not to tear down. Through the exercise of initiative and energy, one is able to forward his desires and ambitions, especially those indicated by the house positions of Mars and the other planet involved in the aspect. In following the exclusively constructive attitude, when antagonisms and strife develop, as they surely will, the least attention paid to them the better. Usually, if unnoticed, they shortly will subside. If fighting is unavoidable, the chances to win are better than usual, but to the extent one can keep his energies fully directed toward the goal of some real accomplishment, will satisfactory progress be made under a favorable aspect involving Mars. Under Mars inner plane weather, cultivate patience and take it easy. What to do under favorable progressions involving Jupiter? Jupiter is the most powerful influence to attract good fortune. This he does through abounding optimism and good fellowship, which others feel, and to which they respond by the desire to grant favors. Jupiter is one of the business planets, and his favorable progressions are advantageous to investments, merchandising and professional advancement. The influence is to attract patronage from those with ability to pay well. The contacts with others through clubs, societies, or the more direct avenue of salesmanship should be sought. This is the progression, under which selling can be done easiest and to best advantage. The raising of money is also not so difficult at this time. As the helpfulness comes through others feeling goodwill and benevolence through their contact with the individual, proper contacts should be encouraged. In fact, no effort should be spared to come in touch with those who have it in their power to give assistance, and to create an atmosphere of hail fellow, well met on the occasion of such meetings. What to do under favorable progressions involving Saturn? The gains that can be made due to the influence of Saturn are brought by hard work, economy, organization, system, shrewd bargaining, shouldering responsibilities, and dogged perseverance. By accepting work and responsibility that is attracted, through management and the performance of duties in a manner satisfactory to others, permanent advancement may be made under such a progression. Contacts with elderly people and those of a conservative turn tend to bring opportunities for progress. This is the best of all progressed aspects under which to make purchases. One is attracted to those who are willing to sell at a low price. Organization, reorganization, or cost-saving methods may be inaugurated in business, as Saturn is one of the business planets. He is so negative, however, that even under his most favorable progressions, the power thoughts need some cultivation to give courage and vitality. And, to prevent the mind from dwelling too continuously on serious problems, social contacts and the encouragement of the social thoughts are only less important than when there is an unfavorable progression involving Saturn. Under Saturn inner plane weather, keep your chin up and cultivate cheerfulness. What to do under favorable progressions involving Uranus mental pursuits, especially the study of astrology and occultism, are given a favorable impetus. Discovery, invention, the development of new ideas, and the handling of intricate machines and electrical devices also prove fortunate. If so used, it can be made the most powerful of all influences for intellectual, and perhaps even spiritual progress. The electromagnetic energies are strongly charged in a manner that enables the individual, through oratory or more intimate associations, to compel others to do as he desires. It tends toward sudden changes that prove fortunate, especially as opening new mental vistas. Under such a progression, some person often is attracted into the life, for a time to have a marked influence, but the attachment is seldom lasting. Nevertheless, through human contact, sudden and amazing opportunities may come. In fact, it is the sudden and unexpected which happens, and the individual should be prepared to take advantage of any circumstance which arises. What to do under favorable progressions involving Neptune? Such progressions favor outings and recreation, and are probably the best of all for investigating psychic phenomena and for the development of the psychic faculties. Projects of vast size may be presented, but they seldom yield more than a small part of the expected benefits. It is a fine influence for bringing new ideals, which if found sound after the aspect has passed may be adopted as permanent aims in the life. All dramatic and artistic endeavors are favored, and inspiration from unseen sources is ready at hand. Imaginative works thus are executed with extraordinary facility. All occult, mystical and astrological pursuits are encouraged. This is one of the best of all influences for true spiritual progress. What to do under favorable progressions involving Pluto? Under the influence of no other planet is it so easy to come in contact with intelligences of the unseen world, not through the psychic feeling and impressions encouraged by Neptune, but through direct interchange of thought. This direct communion with those of the inner plane is not without its dangers. If the desires and thoughts are selfish, those thus tuned in on will be of similar disposition. The influence over the life of unseen entities, therefore, whoever they may pretend to be, needs critical examination. Never, for a moment, should one surrender his power of discrimination, or permit control. After careful analysis, if information gained from such sources can be used for universal welfare, well and good. But Pluto has a subtle, inversive side which frequently convinces people they are being helpful to others, when in reality they are limiting their expression and exercising undue restraint. A favorable progression involving Pluto affords opportunity for group activity and cooperation, for joining with others to forward some worthy cause. Its finer side, which may be contacted under such a progression, is the most spiritual of all influences, and may thus be made to benefit others, and yield the utmost to the individual in spiritual progress. What to do under favorable progressions involving the MC. A progressed aspect involving the MC forms a temporary stellar aerial between the dynamic stellar structure mapped by the planet and this broadcasting station. The chief energy picked up is that of the planet involved. Therefore, use the instructions given under the heading, What to do when this planet is under favorable progressions, and associate the thoughts there indicated as strongly and harmoniously as possible with thoughts relating to honor, business and publicity. And take pains to take advantage of all opportunities to forward these three matters, especially through the characteristics of the planet involved in the aspect and the house it occupies. What to do under favorable progressions involving the USC. A progressed aspect involving the USC forms a temporary stellar aerial between the dynamic stellar structure mapped by the planet and this ground wire. The chief energy picked up is that of the planet involved. Therefore, use the instructions given under the heading, What to do when this planet is under favorable progressions, and associate the thoughts there indicated as strongly and as harmoniously as possible with thoughts relating to health, the personality and personal affairs. And take pains to take advantage of all opportunities to forward these three matters, especially through the characteristics of the planet involved in the aspect and the house it occupies. Using favorable progressions, as rallying forces, often there is both an unfavorable and a favorable progressed aspect within the one degree of effective orb at the same time. The more energy given the thought cells mapped by the unfavorable progressed aspect, by thinking the type of thoughts characteristic of their planets and the nature of the aspect, the more psychokinetic power they gain to bring unfavorable events into the life. And the more the individual associates closely with the environmental factors characteristic of the planets involved and the houses they rule, the greater facilities are afforded this psychokinetic power to bring unfortunate events into the life. To the extent the individual instead associates closely with the environmental factors characteristic of the planets at the same time involved in a favorable progressed aspect and the houses they rule, will the thought cells they map have facilities for bringing into the life fortunate events. And by avoiding the environmental factors characteristic of the planets involved in the unfavorable progressed aspect and the houses they rule, there will be environmental resistance to whatever psychokinetic power they are able to use, which will lessen the misfortune of the event they can attract. And if the individual will keep tuned in by his thoughts and feelings and the harmonious vibrations characteristic of the planets involved in the favorable progressed aspect, not only will he supply their thought cells with additional energy, which will increase their psychokinetic power to bring fortunate events into the life, but they will also act as rallying forces to give greater harmony to all the stellar cells reached by the aerials of all progressed aspects, which at the time are within the one degree of effective orb. When the individual's thoughts and feelings are tuned to a certain vibratory quality, the nerve currents, which are electrical energies, become conductors of this quality of astral energy, and carry it readily to all the stellar aerials of the astral body. It is far easier to maintain the harmonious feeling characteristic of a planet while it is involved in a favorable progressed aspect than while it is involved in an unfavorable progressed aspect, or while not involved in a progressed aspect. And so long as this state of feeling is maintained, the chief astral energy received by the stellar cells at the terminals of all the aerials is of this type. Thus, not only the stellar cells at the terminals of the favorable progressed aspect receive additional harmonious energy, but the thought cells at the terminals of other stellar aerials, particularly those at the terminals of other progressed aspects, also receive this harmonious energy, which tends to give them more harmonious desires. And thus, having their desires conditioned more harmoniously, they will use such psychokinetic power as they possess to bring into the life events, which are more favorable than had their desires not thus been influenced by harmonious rallying forces. Keeping track of minor progressed and transit progress positions, it is especially important to keep track of minor progress positions so it can be known in advance, whenever a minor progressed aspect heavier than from the moon forms to one of the terminals affected by a major progressed aspect, that is at the time within the one effect of degree of orb, for such events as the major progressed aspect brings will occur on one of the peaks of power thus indicated. Thus special precautionary actions should be taken during each such reinforcement period. The minor progressed moon on the MEEP D reaches the same sign, and the moon occupies in the birth chart. Therefore a good way to keep track of the minor progress positions is first to find the MEEP D for the current calendar year and in the ephemeris mark it with the date of the calendar year. Then move back in the ephemeris to the position of the moon on the MEEP D of the previous calendar year, and ahead to the position of the moon on the MEEP D of the following year, and mark these days in the ephemeris with the dates of these calendar years. As the moon moves approximately one a day by minor progression, the relation of the number of degrees of the sign occupied by the minor progressed moon to the number of the day of the calendar month is approximately constant. The number of s it is ahead or behind the number of the day of the month at birth is approximately the number of s minor progressed moon is ahead or behind the number of the day of any month. This difference is called the lunar constant. Each full month after the birthday finds the minor progressed moon in a subsequent sign, but approximately the same degree as at birth. Thus by making allowance for the lunar constant, starting with the birthday of the calendar year and the minor progressed moon in the same sign and as at birth on the MEEP D for that calendar year, when moving backward or forward in the ephemeris from the MEEP D, mere inspection will indicate the calendar date, when any of the planets are close, to making an aspect to a birth chart or major progressed terminal. Having thus located the approximate calendar date, when the aspect will be present, this method can then be used to calculate when the aspect is perfect, and if it reinforces an important major progressed aspect, when it comes within, and when it leaves, the one degree of effective orb. When the transit positions of the planets are close to an aspect with a birth chart, or major progress position can be ascertained merely by scanning the ephemeris for the given calendar year. But for the positions of the minor progressed and transit progressed MC and ISC, the MCC should be used. Change the sign before the MCC and algebraically add it to the sign and occupied by the progressed sun. This gives the progressed MC. As progressed MC moves the same distance as progressed sun, mentally adding the movement of progressing sun to the MC will indicate the met or transit date on which the MC forms an aspect. At the same time, scanning a table of houses for this progress of the MC will indicate the met or transit date on which the USC forms a zodiacal aspect. And at the same time also scanning the table of house cusp declinations on page 162 as progressed MC and USC move forward will indicate the met or transit date on which the MC or USC forms a parallel aspect with a birth chart or major progress position. Calculating aspects made by minor progress planets in the following examples, and in those in lesson number 114, minor progress positions are calculated for Greenwich noon, and minor progressed aspects are calculated to the nearest calendar day. But by calculating the precise of transiting sun for the given time of day at the place where the individual now resides, or the time of day where the individual now resides, when the transiting sun reaches the precise it occupies when the aspect is perfect, minor progress positions and minor progressed aspects can be ascertained with a precision of less than half an hour of calendar time. How thus to ascertain the position of the transiting sun at a given time of day, and the time of day it reaches a given of zodiacal longitude, for any location is explained in lesson number 116. When an ephemeris is not available for the calendar year, for which minor progressions are to be calculated, to ascertain the position of the transiting sun use an ephemeris for the same century 1900 was not a leap year, and use a year, which is a multiple of 4 added to or subtracted from the given calendar year. Thus for the year 1980, subtract 32 years and use the same date in 1948. When not thus using the ephemeris for the given calendar year, there will be a fewest error in the position of transiting sun, but its position will be precise enough for practical purposes. The rules for finding minor progress positions for any calendar date, and for finding the calendar date, when any minor progressed aspect is perfect, are given in lesson number 114. Example 1. For chart 3b, given on page 163, calculate all the minor progress positions for March 22, 1937 MCC, calculated according to the method given in lesson number 111, is minus os 5, 32. Subtracting the position of the sun, 4, 6, 42 from the position of the moon, 9, 8, 27, gives the solar constant as minus 5, 1, 45. The ephemeris on March 22, 1937, shows the sun 1 Aries 27. Changing the algebraic sign before the SE and adding its 5, 1, 45 to 1, 1. 27 gives the position of minor progressed moon as 3 Virgo 12. As 1937 is 17 years after birth, consulting the minor progression date table on page 130 of lesson number 114, we add the 1Y3 Mo 90 there found to the birth date, 1920Y6 Mo 28D, and find the approximate MEEP. D is October 7, 1921. As March 22 is before the birthday, we move back in the ephemeris to September 29, 1921, where we find the moon 8 Virgo 1. This is the MED 8 Virgo 1 is past 3 Virgo 12 D4, 49. Between September 28 and September 29, 1921, moon moves C14, 49. Between September 28 and September 29, 1921, sun moves a 59. By logarithms, adding log a 1.3875 to log D.6975 gives 2.0850. Subtracting log C.2095 from 2.0850 gives 1.8755, which is the log of B19 travel by the sun. Using its daily motion between September 28 and September 29, 1921, as a, the travel of each planet may thus be found. Subtracting this travel from its position on September 29, 1921, gives its minor progress position for March 22, 1937. The minor progress position of the sun thus found is 5 Libra 29. Changing the algebraic sign before the MCC, add its os 5. 32 to this position of the sun and it gives minor progressed MC as 11 Libra 1. Calculated by the method given in lesson number 111, when 11 Libra 1 is on the MC in latitude 40-40 north 19 Sagittarius 36 is on the USC. This is the minor progressed USC. The minor progressed zodiacal positions for March 22, 1937. Are given around the outside of the chart on page 163. The positions by declination may be found in a similar manner. Example 2. For chart 318b, given on page 164, calculate all the minor progress positions for May 24, 1941 MCC, calculated according to the method given in lesson number 111, is minus 223, 57. Subtracting the position of the moon, 217, 48 from the position of the sun, 92, 27, gives the solar constant as plus 614, 39. The ephemeris on May 24, 1941, shows the sun to Gemini 55. Changing the algebraic sign before the SE and subtracting it 614, 39 from 32, 55 gives the position of minor progressed moon as 18 Scorpio 16. As 1941 is 21 years after birth, consulting the minor progression date table on page 130 of lesson number 114, we add the 1y6mo28d there found to the birth date, 1920y11mo24d, and find the approximate MEEP. D is June 22, 1922. As May 24 is before the birthday, we move back in the ephemeris to June 7, 1922, where we find the moon 18 Scorpio 16. Not only is this the MED, but as the moon in the ephemeris is the exact and of minor progressed moon on May 24, 1941, no calculations are required for the planets. Their minor progress positions are their positions given in the ephemeris on June 7, 1922. The minor progress position of the sun thus found is 15 Gemini 56. Changing the algebraic sign before the MCC, added 223, 57 to this position of the sun and it gives the minor progressed MC as 9 Virgo 53. Calculated by the method given in lesson number 111, when 9 Virgo 53 is on the MC in latitude 39 north, 27 Scorpio 3 is on the USC. This is the minor progressed USC. The minor progressed zodiacal positions for May 24, 1941, are given around the outside of the chart on page 164. The positions by declination may be found in a similar manner. Example 3. For chart 3b, given on page 163, find the calendar date when major progressed Mercury in conjunct Uranus are as reinforced in 1924 by minor progressed Venus trine Uranus are. This major progressed aspect is perfect January 1, 1924. As 1924 is 4 years after birth, consulting the minor progression date table on page 130 of lesson number 114, we add the 0y3mo19d there found to the birth date, 1920y6mo28d, and find the approximate MEEP. D is October 17, 1920. As January 1st is before the birthday, we move back in the ephemeris from October 17, 1920, to the MED October 4th, 1920, where we find Venus 5 Scorpio 46, and thus be 14 past trine Uranus our Venus is moving daily a 1, 14. The moon between October 3rd and October 4th, 1920, is moving C14, 11. By proportion, reducing 1, 14 gives 74. Reducing 14, 11 gives C851. Multiplying C851 by B14 gives 11,914. Dividing 11,914 by a 74 gives D161, or 2, 41. By logarithms, adding log B2.0122 to log C.2284 gives 2.2406. Subtracting log of 1.2891 from 2.2406 gives 0.9515, which is the log of D2.41. Subtracting the 2.41 found by either method from the position of the moon on October 4, 1920, gives the minor progress position of the moon as 1 Cancer 10. From this 4.1.10 subtract the SC 5.1.45 and it gives the position of transiting Sun 29 Capricorn 25. Turning to an ephemeris for the year 1924, we find the Sun 29 Capricorn 1, less than 12 hours movement from the required position, on January 20, 1924. Thus Venus M is trine Uranus R January 20, 1924. Example 4. For chart 318b, given on page 164, find the calendar date, when major progressed Venus trine Saturn P is reinforced in 1933 by minor progressed Venus parallel Saturn P. This major progressed aspect is perfect June 25, 1933. As 1933 is 13 years after birth, consulting the minor progression date table on page 130 of lesson number 114, we add the 0y11 mo 25d there found to the birth date, 1920y11 mo 24d, and find the approximate MEEP. D is November 19, 1921. On December 7, 1920, the map D for May 24, 1933, Saturn has declination for N12. As May 24 is, before the birthday we move back in the ephemeris from November 19, 1921, until on November 1, 1921, we find Venus in declination for S15. This is the MED. On this date the moon is 27 Scorpio 42. To this 827, 42 we add the SC found in example 2, 6, 14, 39 and it gives the position of transiting Sun on the MET is 12 Gemini 21. The ephemeris for 1933 shows the Sun on June 3 and 12 Gemini 26. Thus June 3, 1933. Is the calendar date representing the MED. As major progress Saturn moves only to a year by declination during 1933, its position on June 3, 1933, remains 4 and 12. Minor progressed Venus on the MED, November 1, 1921, is 4S15 increasing in declination, and is thus past the aspect B3. Between October 31 and November 1, 1921, Venus moves by declination at 29. Between October 31 and November 1, 1921, Moon moves C13, 34. By proportion, reducing 13, 34 gives C814. Multiplying C814 by B3 gives 2,442. Dividing 2,442 by a 29 gives D84, or 1.24. By logarithms, adding log B2.6812 to log C.2477 gives 2.9289. Subtracting log of 1.6969 from 2.9289 gives 1.2320, which is the log of 1.24. Subtracting the 1.24 found by either method from the position of the moon on November 1, 1921, gives the position of minor progressed moon as 26 Scorpio 18. To this A26, 18 add the SC614, 39 and it gives the position of transiting Sun 10 Gemini 57. Turning to an ephemeris for the year 1933 we find Sun 10 Gemini 31, less than 12 hours movement from the required position, on June 1, 1933. Thus Venus M is parallel Saturn P June 1, 1933. Example 5. For chart 318b, given on page 164, find the calendar date when major progressed Mercury square Uranus P starts to be reinforced in 1938 by minor progressed Sun trine Mercury P. Major progressed Mercury square Uranus P is perfect August 29, 1938. As 1938 is 18 years after birth, consulting the minor progression date table on page 130 of lesson number 114, we add the 1y4mo6d there found to the birth date, 1920y11mo24d, and find the approximate MEEP. D is March 30, 1922. The aspect is perfect when Mercury P is 2 Sagittarius 10. It commences to be reinforced by Sun M, when Sun M is approximately 1 degree from this position in 1 Aries 10. Moving back in the ephemeris from March 30, 1922, we find on March 22, 1922 Sun in I Aries 5. This is the MED. The Moon on March 22, 1922, is 25 Capricorn 20. To this 10-25, 20 add the SE 6-14, 39 and it gives the position of transiting Sun on the MED as 9 Leo 59. The ephemeris for 1938 shows the Sun on August 2, 1938, in 9 Leo 31. Thus August 2, 1938. Is the calendar date representing the MED calculating major progressed Mercury, according to the method given in lesson number 111, gives its position on August 2, 1938, as 2 Sagittarius 4. During the 12 days movement of the Moon on the MED, major progressed Mercury moves 3. As the Sun on March 22, 1922, moves 60. We subtract the 3 from the 60, which gives the gain of 57. Minor progress Sun on calendar date August 2, 1938, is 1 Aries 5 and major progressed Mercury on calendar date August 2, 1938, is 2 Sagittarius 4. Therefore Sun M is within the 1 degree of effective orb of trine Mercury PB1. The Moon between March 21 and March 22, 1922, moves C12, 11. By proportion, reducing the 12, 11 gives C731. Multiplying C731 by B1 gives 731. Dividing 731 by a 57 gives D13. By logarithms, adding log B3.1584 to log C.2945 gives 3.4529. Subtracting log A1.4025 from 3.4529 gives 2.0504, which is the log of D13. Subtracting the 13 found by either method from the position of the Moon on March 22, 1922. Gives the minor progress position of the Moon 25 Capricorn 7. To this 10-25-07 add the SE 6-14, 39 and it gives the position of transiting Sun 9 Leo 46. Turning to an ephemeris for the year 1938, we find the Sun 9 Leo 31, less than 12 hours movement from the required position, on August 2nd, 1938. Thus Sun M is applying trine Mercury P within 1 degree of orb August 2nd. 1938.